Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. The 97th Kentucky Farm Bureau Annual Meeting is on tap for this week, Wednesday through Saturday in Louisville at the Gault House. Some 2,000 farm leaders from across the state will be in for some part of the gathering. Farm Group Executive Vice President David Beck.
It's a business meeting required by our bylaws to have a meeting to elect our board members and our leadership, but also to address the policy issues of the membership, set the priorities legislatively for the organization, both at the state level and the national level.
Attendees will have the opportunity to take in a host of educational meetings in all major commodity areas. Several prominent guest speakers are invited.
Yes, so we'll have a number of speakers. Our Commissioner of Agriculture, Ryan Quarles, will kick off our first luncheon at the Commodity Luncheon. Looking forward to hearing from our Commissioner of what he's accomplished this year, some of the things he's working on in the Kentucky Department of Agriculture.
Often, national speakers are featured to provide a larger perspective on the farm scene and the factors that impact it.
We have Fred Barnes. He'll be providing a political landscape view from Washington, D.C. Many people know Fred Barnes as a national correspondent that covers Washington, D.C., has for many years. His insights is what he sees happening in Washington with a new Congress and a new occupant in the White House, so it'll be interesting to hear what Fred had to say to the group.
Also invited are Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, 6th District Congressman Andy Barr, and Governor Matt Bevin. We'll be right back.
The federal government provides $150 billion a year to make higher education possible for anyone. Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share. But an estimated $40 million in financial aid is left on the table each year by Kentucky students. Don't let that happen to you.
Fill out the new and improved FAFSA today. Visit knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter, #knowhowtopayky. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
As the 97th Farm Bureau Annual Meeting cranks up midweek in Louisville, voting delegates will debate policy issues over 1,200 sent in from counties across the state. Their deliberations will set the policy course for the Farm Group for 2017. Farm Group CEO David Beck says that is one important element of the gathering.
And also to recognize our county leaders for the success they may have had during 2016. Our Young Farmers Are Winners programs, the county farm bureaus.
There will be the finals of the discussion meet, a debate-style competition on farm issues, and Friday, the winner of the group's Outstanding Young Farm Family Contest will be announced. Beck says the conference offers multiple opportunities for the entire family.
A lot of educational forums, conferences, specific to different commodities produced in Kentucky. So it's an educational meeting, it's a social meeting, it's a business meeting.
That conference opening midweek in Louisville. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.